Is the Black Lives Matter movement actually achieving anything positive? Well, those words have touched off an intense debate at Wesleyan University after the Argus, the student newspaper, published a controversial opinion piece criticizing the Black Lives Matter movement. The op-ed was written by Brian Statskovich, a Wesleyan sophomore who's also 30 years old and an Iraq War veteran. And he asks some provocative questions of Black Lives Matter in his op-ed, such as, does the movement bear any responsibility for riots and shootings that happen in its name? And he concludes, quote, if vilification and denigration of the police force continues to be a significant portion of Black Lives Matter's message, then I will not support the movement, end quote. Well, the op-ed deeply offended some Wesleyan students and staff, and now they've launched a petition to shut down the newspaper. Rebecca Brill is editor-in-chief of the Wesleyan Argus, and she joins us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. When you first decided to publish this op-ed, you had to have anticipated that there would be a backlash.
Right. I definitely knew it would be controversial because it's certainly an unpopular opinion here at Liberal Wesleyan, but I didn't really see it as my place to interfere with one of my staff writers' opinions.
I mean, did you consider running a response at the same time or maybe soon thereafter? Because I think one of the critiques that some of the student activists have is that, you know, this op-ed was just sort of put out there with no counter voice, also featured in the paper.
Right. Well, hindsight is 20/20, and I think one thing that my co-editor and I regret about having published the article is, while we don't regret publishing the article itself, we would have liked to publish a dissenting opinion alongside it. But I think one of the reasons that it even emerged as an opinion piece to begin with is that support of the Black Lives Matter movement is so common here at Wesleyan that it seems almost obvious to have an opinion piece supporting the Black Lives Matter movement.
Well, let me ask you if you could respond to some of the specific criticisms that a certain petition that's currently circulating at Wesleyan, the criticisms that they're making, because it's calling for a boycott of the paper and ending the paper's funding, which it receives from the student government, because of this one op-ed. I mean, the petition says, quote, the paper neglects to provide a safe space for the voices of students of color, and we are doubtful that it will in the future. What's your reaction to that?
Well, as a staff, I think we all agree with the core of the petition, which is critical of the Argus as a whole for being predominantly white in its editorial staff and for its not always perfect coverage of student of color events and representation of all members of the community. So we want to achieve a lot of these things, and we set these as a goal even before this whole conversation began surrounding the op-ed. Certainly there's more urgency to them now. We'd like to achieve them, but we'd like to do so on our own terms because our editorial independence remains a major priority for us as a newspaper.
Well, okay, so editorial independence. But on the other hand, I mean, the paper ran a front page apology. And I understand it was the first time in the history of the Argus that that has been done. And in the apology, the paper says it's sorry for the distress the piece caused the student body. You also promised a bunch of things, including a future issue edited entirely by students of color. You say that in the apology, this editorial will by no means correct our errors or heal the wounds that Tuesday's issue created. Why did you feel the need to say that and put it on the front page?
Right. Well, even though we're editors of the newspaper, we're also students that go to Wesleyan. And it'd be almost impossible to ignore the intense pain that the op-ed caused for the community. At the end of the day, we don't apologize for having published the op-ed because we believe that everyone has the right to their own opinion. But we put our fellow students in a really difficult position, and that was, I think, hard for us to grapple with, both as editors and as students.
I think what this has really drawn attention to is maybe that what's at greatest risk is dialogue on college campuses, because there's this safe space issue that comes up a lot. Students of color are saying that the Argus doesn't provide a safe space for them. I suppose there are other students and members of the campus community that wonder if there's a safe space for free speech on campus now, because I was looking at some of the comments that were posted after the apology was put on the front page of the Argus. And this one comes from a former editor of the Argus, She says apologies like this reflect a totalitarian culture you must fight. It's your job to provoke thought, and it's your job to print any opinion you wish to print. And then Wesleyan University President Michael Roth wrote a blog post saying, Black lives matter and so does free speech, that debates can raise intense emotions, but that doesn't mean we should demand ideological conformity because people are made uncomfortable. So what do you think this moment is saying about whether or not open, respectful dialogue can actually happen at Wesleyan?
Right. It's a little bit unnerving, I think. And I think it speaks to my generation as a whole. I think feelings are getting prioritized over our ability to have a dialogue. And I think that if this is a conversation about having a diversity of opinion and reflecting all students at this school, then who are we to censor a single opinion that's particularly unpopular and one that's not being very often represented at our school?
Well, Rebecca Brill is editor-in-chief of the Wesleyan Argus, the student newspaper at Wesleyan University. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for joining us.
Thank you.